Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. So how are you guys doing this morning? I just want to let you know that this Morning Connection podcast is now available on iTunes. So you can go to iTunes, look up Skip LaCour, look up Morning Connections, and you'll see it there on iTunes. So you guys enjoying this podcast? I want to start making this more interactive. I want to see your comments. I want to see your likes. I want to see your shares. I want to know if all these crazy stories that I'm telling you about my crazy life and my crazy thoughts, if you can relate to them, if anything I say, it resonates with you, all right, if it's helpful or at least entertaining. All right, I love getting up in the morning, doing this way of connecting, way of sharing my experience. I'll tell you, one thing is from everything that I've gone through as far as my bodybuilding and training, and really all my experiences in life, I can tell you that just hitting it hard and then surrounding myself really through the internet. I've been very focused on the internet way long with dial-up connection, really before some of you guys were even born. I've always been connecting around the world with those people who are passionate about bodybuilding and training over the internet, right? So although I can't say I've just been, I chum around and buddy around with people who are really into bodybuilding, training, and fitness, it's just been my life with who I've communicated with through the articles, the feedback, and things like that. So I have really identified a lot of the patterns of thinking that go along with all this. That's more than just the sets and reps, and more than just with myself. It's like, you know, if, I don't know, maybe something else that you're passionate about. Maybe you're really a car enthusiast, let's say, right? And, I mean, you can almost tell a lot about a person. You can just tell, oh, that's a car guy, too. You just have this instinct because you're just cut from the same cloth. You're birds of the, birds of the same feather, right? You just have that instinct, and you know, and you're on that same wavelength, all right? You know, so think about something like that, you know, outside the bodybuilding and training world where you know, hey, he's just like me. He's one of us, right? And along with that comes a lot of thinking and life patterns. And so, you know, being so focused on bodybuilding and training and the whole lifestyle and fitness and health, I mean, that's always been, you know, the concern of mine, and also into peak performance, self-improvement, people, patterns, why we do the things we do, these passions of mine. You know, I can't help but notice patterns in you guys, and that's all the great patterns, but also the ones that are challenging. And that's a lot of the reasons why I share my story with you, because I have a feeling that we have a lot of the same strengths, and we also have a lot of the same weaknesses. And that's what, you know, puts us into this category. You know, it's the things that have happened to us in our life, how we're hardwired or we became hardwired. It's not that bodybuilding and training and the lifestyle made us this way. It's that with all the things that you've done and you've tried to do and didn't like, you've gravitated towards this because of how you're hardwired, and this is my opinion, and this was the perfect fit for you and everything that you've gone through. I'm going to say that again in a different way to make sure that I'm communicating that well. It's that this didn't create you. A lot of people say, well, with bodybuilding and training, if you do well at that, you can do well at anything. And it's almost like bodybuilding created this whole sense of discipline and work ethic. And, you know, I just don't think things, it's that simple. I think that, you know, people, they have certain qualities, characteristics, strengths, and weaknesses. And, you know, all these thoughts and ideas. Oh, should I be a musician? What should my hobby be? This, that. Just think of all the things that you've tried. And then this is the one thing that stuck with you that you're just crazy passionate about. You can do what's hard for other people, it's easy for you. I think that's a combination of your thoughts, your thinkings, all the good, the bad, and everything in between. And all those personality traits have you here into this passion for bodybuilding and training. And, you know, I think the same could be said of a lot of different people, groups in life. It could be said of real estate agents, maybe, hairstylist, artist, a lot of the same things. They're the same kind of people who gravitate and stick in those different walks of life. Now, here's the challenge is that, you know, I really believe that in a lot of ways we're a lot like 95% the same people, especially when we get into this same little group, right? It's just that when you get in this group, everybody starts focusing on the differences. So even though we may be 95% the same, everybody's not exactly the same, we focus on that 5%. Oh, well, you're a bro trainer, or you're a science trainer, or you're this, that, or, you know, whatever, you're hardcore, or I'm just balancing my life, or, you know, those differences, all right? Now, to us in this culture of bodybuilding and training, those are big differences to us. But, you know, in the big picture, for all the different things to do when we're in this bodybuilding training, to commit to it, to be listening to a podcast like this one, to visit Mesh's boards, to learn all about the nutritional supplements that we have, right? To do so much research, spend so much time in this area. Boy, there's that same passion and desire, and that's the glue, not the differences. That's what our commonality. And, you know, I see this all the time, you know, how people point out in this culture how they're so different. And, you know, one thing that it's kind of humorous to me is how we section ourselves off, the clean eaters, the people who eat these basic foods, you know, every single day. They know what works, feels what works, and they like to stick to that. And it's just not all the variety. It isn't important to them. They got other things to worry about in life. They find what works. They eat that. They move on, right? They concentrate on the training or other aspects of their lives. And then you have the people who have a different association with food, and variety is very important to them, and on almost a daily basis. Okay, and both ways are fine, but it's like these warring factions. You know, the bottom line is, you know, at the end of the day, what does your physique look like? Does it make you happy? Right? No matter how you go about getting it. But the point is these warring factions within the factions. And the reason why that's humorous to me is because a normal person, quote unquote, outside of our culture, our thinking of bodybuilding and training, they would think this whole thing is silly. Who thinks about food as much as we do? Who thinks about meals and protein, carbs and fat? You know, I mean, life, food is either an entertainment source for them, or it's just an energy source that they eat, they move on. There's other things that are important to them. They don't put all this thought. So whether you're a clean eater or you're a flexible diet eater, all this talk and all this energy is strange to people outside of our culture, right? And I don't think that people really realize that. And the point is, we are a lot more common. We may divide ourselves up, right? But we are a lot more common in all our great things, our discipline, our follow through, our attention on health and fitness, what our physical body looks like. And with everything, that there's a pro, there's a con. For every up, there's a down, right? For every benefit, there's a consequence that could be negative. It's whether you are willing to accept that negative consequence. So everything in life has that. So everything that's great about this bodybuilding and training and fitness culture and the dedication we put into it, there's a downside to it too. And, you know, those are the things that I've identified, okay, I can really help you get from point A to point B, where you are from right now to where you want to be, with training, nutrition, motivation, and mental toughness strategies. I have absolute certainty that I can help you do that. You know, along with this is a certain mindset that, you know, I've gone through, I've evolved through, that comes along with it. So sometimes when you focus, you know, on the goal so much and you master it, you know, it takes away from other parts of your life. Sometimes you're more than happy to do that. Sometimes you're more than happy to do that until you achieve your goal and you say, hey, is this all there is? And that happens in all aspects of life for everyone. And then you start looking for ways, you know, to balance that out, so you're not paying such a price. And it's not an all or nothing thing. It's if you become more smooth, more elegant, more effective, more efficient with what you do, you can achieve your goal and without as much sacrifice. And I'm not talking like these, flexible dieting people where you can enjoy your, Pop-Tarts or whatever, your junk food. You know, again, that's inside of our culture. That's enjoying life. You know, what I mean is the overall, you know, quality of your life with that. So, and I see what I'm saying is going through, you know, my whole intense focus, my whole manformation afterwards, is I have all this, you know, knowledge, insight. So now I can see this in you guys. I can see it in your questions. I can see it in your posts. I can see it in your Facebook pages and all your focus and attention and the questions you ask and some of the answers to the questions that I ask you, especially like when it comes to relationships and, you know, if they can't work inside what you've deemed as important, how you react to that and, you know, the commonality. And I'm just here to tell you is that there's a lot of things that make perfect sense to you right now that you're paying a price for that you may not be comfortable with later. Now, again, what am I talking about? I would have to really talk specifically about certain things, and then you would have to relate to them. And that right now, I'm not saying you guys do this, don't do that. I'm doing these morning podcasts with a mission in mind, and that's to help you build that physique that you want, learn how to build muscle, lose body fat, enjoy the process, master this thing that's important to you. At the same time, I'm either trying to make you aware of the potential downside to your dedication that you may not be happy with later on. All right. So when you start feeling the pain, some pains in life or the consequences, you'll react sooner and you'll remember something that I said, maybe for some of you years before, and you can make adjustments later. Or even better yet is, you know, stick around with me where you can take that leap of faith and trust me for someone who has all the muscle that you've ever wanted. It's won all the trophies, has mastered the bodybuilding and training like you're planning to doing in the lifestyle. And take that leap of faith and accept the strategies that I share with you as how to have them all. You know, there's going to be sacrifices and imbalances in life, but there will be some things I can tell you that you won't have to pay such a price, you know, as you get to your goal, how you can have more of it all at the same time. All right, now, I'm not talking about you can eat cookies and cake every single day, and that's how to balance. Again, that's our little focus inside world. No, I'm talking about the big picture, you know, with your whole life, your life goals, you know, your business, your work, you know, how much emphasis you're putting on it while, or not putting on it, while you're going for your bodybuilding training goals, relationships, you know, the patterns that are developing as you're focused on this day-to-day, almost hour-to-hour lifestyle. And then when other people can't fit into that structure, how you look at that. Or you look, what's that developing as how people are, how relationships are supposed to work? And how long are you going to continue with that even though it's not working for you? Or are you going to even say, hey, maybe this isn't the time? However you're going to process that, I can help you do that. I'm really excited about, I have a coaching client, and I just had a great conversation with this person about some of the things that we're talking about. And this person has been so gracious to have this hour-long phone consultation and make it available to you. I think that you will learn so much about life and reflect on how this person's story is your story, or it could be your story, right? And the feedback and the experiences that I shared. I mean, look, I can tell you all these stories. You can think, oh, how, what does this mean to me? And many of you, it won't mean anything to you. It'll be just a story that you'll say, hey, this doesn't apply to me. Because I can tell you this, a lot of things that I'm saying to you, I'm insinuating, if I just told you straight out, hey, this is how it works, this is how it doesn't work, this is a price that you may be paying, either the price that you're paying is you're not succeeding at the level that you want with your bodybuilding training, or it's going to affect you in other, you know, areas. If not now, sooner. If someone would have just told me that, I wouldn't have been able to accept it. And so I'm not telling you it that way. I'm giving you my stories, my life experience, being transparent that way, so you can learn too. That's the only way to learn. Because you guys, this is what you want. This is what you've decided. I'm very careful to give you what you want, the strategies on how to have that body, have that lifestyle that you want. And I'm trying to give you a little bit more, maybe some stuff that you don't even know that you want right now. You just may want it later. And I think when you listen to this phone consultation that was recorded, that this person is, so graciously sharing, because she wants to make an impact on the world. And then this person wants her example of, you know, her story, her journey, to be an example to other people going through all of this, like us. And even though your circumstance may not be the same as this person's, or even mine, through these stories, through these examples, hopefully, you know, you can pick something out of it. So tell me, are these stories, are they helpful? Are they helpful, even though it's not a direct hit with your situation? Is it something that you can relate to? Is it helpful? Let me know. At least, is it entertaining? All right, so I can know when I'm hitting the right nerve as we, you know, get started with this morning connection podcast every day, our way of connecting, right? I need your feedback. I need some likes. I need some shares. I need some retweets. It made me feel this way, Skip. It reminded my situation. I could totally relate to this. And I have been getting a lot of emails, and I appreciate that. Gives me the motivation and the enthusiasm to keep on going. I want more. All right. I really want this to be interactive. All right. Have a great day, and see you on the next morning connection.